The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Great company,
great laughs,
and the music you love. Today FM.
It all happens here.
There is absolutely no doubt about it that the Irish person whose name was in all the papers, on all the TV screens, on all the radio stations this week was Cavan's Leona Maguire, who in her first time playing in golf's Solheim Cup for Europe won 4.5 points for her team and was the best player overall from both teams. And we started the week on Monday talking about Meath and Katie Taylor and Leona Maguire and chatting to Leona's mum, Breeda, who was heading off to school and then coming back to watch the final day as well. And we're going to end the week talking to Leona herself. She is on the line on Zoom at the moment. Leona, congratulations. Lovely to talk to you. How is it going? Are you well?
Morning, Ian. Thanks for having me.
brilliant performance. Are you, I mean, at this stage, you arrived in Ballyconnell and you had the old fire brigade there and all the business, and your granny was Kathleen. Is that your granny's name?
Kathleen, yeah.
Yeah. She was there beside you, and so she was very proud of you. You could see the pride in her face there. So are you now at this stage where you just want to say, I just want to sit down and read a magazine or watch TV or something like that? Or is it, you know, have you had enough of it? Or are you still on a high?
Yeah, I think I'm still running on adrenaline, to be honest. It's been a hectic week, but it's been nice to share it with everybody, I think. Especially seeing as nobody got over to watch it. Everybody was here watching on TV, so yeah. I could feel the support from afar, and it's nice now to come back to Cavan and to share it with my friends and my family and granny, of course.
Yes, of course. Very good. And many people were commenting during the Solheim Cup about seeing a different side to you. That normally, you know, you would be quite reserved and you'd be just getting on with your game and doing it brilliantly and all that, but that there were lots of commands and fist pumps and all that kind of business there every time a putt dropped. Do you prefer the idea of kind of being part of a team rather than, you know, being a single player?
Yeah, I mean, I love team golf. It's something we don't get to do very often. And we got to do it quite a bit in sort of amateur days with Curtis Cups and playing on Irish teams and all that. And it probably brings out a different side to you, I suppose. And same with match play. I suppose I'm a very competitive person growing up with a twin sister.
Yeah.
we were competitive at anything we did. So it probably brought out a bit more of that in me. And I suppose we were trying to rally ourselves as well against the American crowds too.
Yeah, because I mean, I was watching it there, and you know, they were very vocal, weren't they? The American crowds, because they were. It was basically 98% Americans there in terms of the crowd. So I mean, that was that hard to, you know, kind of concentrate and put out of your mind?
Yeah, I mean, it was nothing like I'd ever experienced before. I mean, the atmosphere on the first tee was incredible. The singing and the chanting and the cheering and yeah. and all of that, and tried to soak it up as much as we could, and. Yeah, if anything, tried to silence the crowd a little bit with our golf rather than waiting for them to cheer for us. So yeah. It was really cool. It was something, like I said, never experienced before. And it'll be a little strange now going back to normal events. And yeah. There's 150,000 people there last week, which is incredible.
Very good. And actually, one of the commentators on Sky Sports, when I was watching it on Monday, was saying that it was, you know, normally at those kind of events that there would be a lot of women there, but it was completely mixed, that it kind of has completely come into its own now. I mean, a lot of fathers and sons and families and, you know, men there with, you know, groups of men as well. And so it was a huge, you know, global event, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that seemed to be the general consensus from it, that yes, Europe won the trophy, but the real winner was women's golf. I think a lot of people tuned into it that wouldn't normally tune in. It was on Sky, it was on YouTube. I had a lot of friends and family that maybe wouldn't normally watch golf that watched it. And it was just it was a lot more maybe exciting and dramatic. And I suppose when there's pride on the line as well, it kind of piques people's interest that little bit more.
Exactly. And Leona, your mum, Breeda, I was talking to her on Monday, and then your dad, Declan, as well. They're both teachers. So have you been on a tour of the schools yet? Or what's the story?
Dad picked me up from the airport. So that was the first sort of sneaky trip on the way home. He kept it a little bit quiet, but we made a pit stop in Castletower National School on the way down. And the kids had a few songs brilliant. And a few poems, and they were all out in their flags and their jerseys. So that was really nice as well.
Yeah. And you've been getting all kinds of praise and all kinds of messages. What have been some of the nice messages you got about the Solheim Cup?
Yeah, I mean, it's been overwhelming. My phone has been sort of going nonstop over the last week. And for me, to be honest, the the nice thing has probably been the reception Granny's got. I think Granny's been the real superstar in all this. She's 94 years old. Lockdown was very hard for her. She didn't see a lot of people. And now I suppose her phone's been going, her Facebook's been going. Yeah. Micheál Martin rang her. That was a highlight for her. She got to ride around with me in the convertible the other day when I came home, and it's so nice to see her with a massive smile on her face and how proud she is.
Yeah. And listen, your dad was telling a story there the other day about yourself and Lisa, the aforementioned, who was there supporting you all the way in the Solheim Cup. When you were starting out in the Sleeve Russell, there'd be a crunchy on the line. That was the prize, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said. Like I said, we were competitive at no matter what we did. It was to get across the road. That was a prize. Lisa definitely got it first.
Yeah.
But there was always that back and forth. She did it one day. I wanted to do it the next day.
And you've got a brother, a younger brother as well, who's starting to do really well in the world of golf. Isn't that right?
Yeah, we've got a younger brother, Oran. He's 19, about to be 20. We dropped him off actually at college yesterday. So it's all go in our house these days.
And is your dad any good at playing golf?
I suppose it depends if you ask him or not. He used to be, but I suppose he's spent so much time over the last while carting us around, bringing us all around the country and all around the world. He's probably one of the guys that have spent the most time on a golf course in the last 10, 15 years, but without hitting that very many shots himself.
No, because it seems to be in the blood, you know, so to speak. And I was asking your mum the other day, and she was saying she doesn't play golf at all. So I just wondered where it came from. So is that where the talent is in Declan, the great Declan?
Dad's a big sporting man himself. He's probably bigger into the GAA. He used to coach Camogie a lot as well, and still coaching football. So. Probably the sporting background definitely came from Dad's side anyway.
And listen, there are lots of girls out there. You're going to inspire so many people now, particularly girls, but you know, all boys and girls. If they're listening to us this morning on the way to school or whatever, you know, is this a good sport to get involved in? You know, obviously you have to have the talent, but you know, how did they go about it? How did you start with the whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, we started at the 9-hole par 3 course in the Sleeve Russell, so we started small. Even if you want to start a pitch and putt, I think that's a great place to start.
Yeah.
And I suppose the beauty with golf is you can play at any age. You can start when you're 5, and you can play till you're 95.
Yeah.
And both myself and Lisa, we've got to travel the world. We've made friends and memories that'll last a lifetime. And it's just an incredible sport. You're outside all day. It's different every day. There's always something new to learn, something new to do. And I mean, it's taken me places that never I would have ever imagined to get. So it's an incredible sport in general, though. I do believe in the power of sport, and whether it's golf or football or swimming or athletics or boxing or whatever it is, I just encourage all young people to get involved in some capacity. And I suppose you can see the success of our Irish sports stars, especially this summer as well.
Absolutely.
And our female athletes too.
Amazing. And listen, what about when you were growing up? Like, did you have favourite golfers, either men or women, you know, that who inspired you?
Yeah, Patrick Hanchel was probably a big inspiration. He was, when we started, he was winning his majors, winning his British Open and PGA Championship. And then as probably on the women's side, I looked up to Suzanne Pedersen, was fortunate enough to play with her in an Irish Open in Clancastle, and he saw her heroics in Solheim Cup. So it was sort of a little bit surreal for me to be on a team with her last week. She was one of our vice captains. That was a really cool experience for me. I suppose my sort of 11-year-old, 12-year-old Leona was sort of still in there. Looking up to her.
Yeah. And listen, actually, just to go back to the Solheim Cup itself, there was music all the time. Was that off-putting? Were you okay with that? There was a lot of music.
No, I mean, it was definitely different. It was a very different atmosphere. It was almost like being at a football match or being at a big concert.
Yeah.
They were continually pumping music through the speakers. And there was just such a great buzz and such a great atmosphere. And we played a lot of last year without crowds. So it was just... it was fantastic to have people back and that energy sort of around the event.
So listen, when are you going to be playing again? When's the next outing for you?
I head off again next Monday. So I'll back to the States for 3 weeks. We play in Arkansas and then 2 in New Jersey. So there's always a lot of Irish people in New Jersey that come out to support. So looking forward to seeing some of them out there.
Very good. Okay, Leona, listen, all I can say is congratulations. It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you today, and thank you very much. I know you're really busy. Thanks for taking the time out to talk to us live this morning on Today FM. Leona McGuire, thanks a million. Cheers. Good luck.
Thanks, Ian.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Weekdays from 7 a.m.